Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Labors for Christ Word Life Center Wednesday midday service. We are currently and temporarily on the upper level of Bethany Union Church at 1750 West 103rd Street. We are a church on the move, and we are working and worshiping, packing and praising as we prepare to go forward in our new season. Our new year started July 1st. As we are entering our 23rd year of ministering as a church. So we thank you for your support and your love. And as we come together in the upper room at Bethany Union Church, we do have a few announcements we would like to make. All meetings that are scheduled for Labors for Christ Word Life Center have been canceled. All meetings scheduled have been canceled. We do worship every Sunday at 2:30 on the lower level of in the fellowship hall at Bethany Union Church. So we do have our worship service only for the month of July, worship service only. So there'll be no second Saturday experience meeting or healing clinic. There won't be a third Saturday in the hand of the king, in the heart of the king, nor the man cave. So we are just canceling our meetings for the month of July as we prepare ourselves for our new sanctuary. But we do want to encourage you to come out on Sunday at 2:30 in the fellowship hall at Bethany Union Church, where we will be worshiping and praising God in a new season. And God has impacted the ministry and our ministry worshiping, and we thank him for making us new wine. The other announcements we would like to share with you, which you can find in your monthly ministry, from Elder Sharita, which will include some of our upcoming events for the AEN conference, which will be held in August. Where we will have from August 15th through August 18th at the Doubletree in by Hilton, Naperville. Registration for the conference is $65 per person. That includes one banquet ticket, and individual banquet tickets are available at a price of $35, $35 for individual tickets. However, it is $65 for the entire conference, which will include a banquet ticket. Overnight accommodations are running $120.99 per night. Partner up with someone so that that cost would be per night, per person. And you can have up to two, three in a room. And it also includes a hot buffet breakfast, full course breakfast buffet for two per room. So be sure to sign up and register for that. You can get your registrations online from Elder Sarita Church, or you can call 773-779-2900 to contact the ministry, and that can be made available to you. As we wait for the physical location to come online, we just want to remind you again, all meetings at Ladies for Christ will be canceled. except for our Sunday worship service at 2:30 every Sunday in the fellowship hall at Bethany Union Church. Again, all of the meetings have been canceled for Laborers for Christ in the AEN at Bethany Union, and we will meet only on Sunday at 2:30. So come rejoicing and worshiping with us as we are a church on the move. And on Wednesday, come in, out and have prayer and praise as we work and worship and pack and prepare for the next leg of our journey. We are just so excited about what God is doing and how He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And it is the heart of this ministry to widen their borders, to go out into the community and make a difference for the kingdom. And as we go forth, we are in continuous requests for your prayers and for your partnering in love and in support as the ministry seeks to impact the kingdom one soul at a time. And it is the heart of the apostles to be available and accessible to all those who are broken, all those who are in need and are those that have been abused and have been even church hurt, those Christians who have not found a safe place to worship in these last days. Sometimes we start off like strong runners in the race, and life happens and challenges happen, and you need to stop, reassess, and rededicate. Apostle is here to offer watch care for those that are seeking direction from Holy Spirit as to where to be planted so that they may flourish. And so we encourage you and we welcome you to fellowship with us, worship with us as we honor the King, as we worship His majesty and sovereignty, and spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we spread it through word and message, we also in our heart desire to share the lifestyle of Christ amongst those that are in the world. And so as we go forth in ministry, we just ask that you continue to lift us up in prayer so that we are always found at a place of surrender and a place of obedience to the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. So we thank you. We ask you to join us as we worship the Lord in song. He says, lift up your voice and let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The scripture says that God shared with Job that the life of every living thing is in His hand and the breath of every human being. And so as He has breathed on us, let us use our breath to praise the Lord.
The battle makes me weary. It seems Montreal Church.
Well, we thank you for listening and to sharing and praising. And we are currently waiting on the physical location to get connected. One thing about technology, it does have a mind of its own at times. And we are grateful because it yet still affords us the opportunity to worship and fellowship one with another, to reach out and touch and be on one accord, even when we can't always physically be there. And with the ministry that's going global, this is an awesome opportunity and resource that we're able to tap into so that the word and the message of God can go forward. We are looking at new wine and new wineskins for the last couple of months that the apostle and the prophet has been sharing with us. We had some very spirited dialogue last week, which was very encouraging and very exciting. And so we are glad to continue to worship together no matter where we are, reaching out and touching one another. And so we ask, if there's something you would like to share, you're on speaker, take your phones off mute, and please dialogue with the ministry. Amen. As we wait for the physical location to come online and to continue to share in the ministry of new wine and new wine skins.
Amen. Overseer?
Yes.
Amen. This is Pastor Marlette. I believe I'm calling from like a 573 number.
Absolutely. Either way, you're live and you're on the air.
Amen, amen, amen. We are just here and we're going to go forth in prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
For the evening, it was kind of already in session. And we're just making intercession as they are meeting to receive divine revelation and wisdom from the Holy Spirit about how to proceed forward. So we're just going to continue in prayer and in worship. Amen? Amen. So please feel free to join in with us, and we're just going to go forth in prayer and just releasing into the atmosphere. It is not by power nor by might, but by his Spirit, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. And so we are asking for the Holy Spirit to bring wisdom, to release wisdom and direction and insight to the angel of this house, to our apostle, as they meet to release the manifestation and the momentum and the miracles and the maturation of this process that we're going through. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just continue in worship and in praise and thanksgiving and in prayer and in intercession to you, O our Father who sits in heaven. And we thank you on the throne in heaven. Thank you that you hold the power in your hand. Thank you that the heart of the king is in your hand, and you will move it and shift it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as you have already written it in heaven, Father God. We pray, Father God, for the leaders, for ears to hear, Father God, that which heaven is saying and speaking, Father God. We pray, Father God, for our daily bread. As thy kingdom come, thy will be done, Father God. God, we pray that you will continue to ordain our steps, Father God, our conversations, our words. Excuse me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, as we prayed earlier, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we go, Father God, and we pull back, Father God, and we pull down every murmuring and complaining word, Father God, every word that could have brought dissension, that spoke against the process of where we are right now, even words spoken out of time and out of season and out of turn, Father God, from the wrong vessel, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We honor you and we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, to lead us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You will continue, Father God, to grant us favor with man, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that which you have called us to possess, that we shall possess, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that which you've called us to walk in, we shall walk in, Father God, in the season in which you called to do it. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your word says for the thoughts and plans that you have towards us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you know it is not by chance, Father God. Thank you that your word cannot return void, but it must do that which you have sent it to do, Father God, but in the way you have sent it to be done, in the way that you have ordained it to be done. So we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we will stand, Father God, and praise now. We thank you that we will stand and worship now, Father God, for every promise, Father God, that you have spoken over laborers for Christ. God, in the name of Jesus, and we honor you and we adore you, O most holy one, O righteous one, O King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you, Father God. Forgive us for when we have stood, Father God. Forgive us for when we have sat on our throne, Father, on a throne, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as if we were lords, Father God, as we were kings, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our spirit will fall subject to the spirit of the true living God, and we will stand. We surrender our gifts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command that which is ours to be released to us, Father God, and as you release it, Father God, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the return, Father God, and for the harvest, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you caused us to sow and to reap simultaneously as a ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you are our guarantor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Father God, have our own cattle on a thousand hill. Thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd. We decree and we shall not want, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we pray, Father God, right now, Father God, for the moving and for the shifting. We thank you, Father God, that it has been ripped and torn, Father God. And so we stir it up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the warfare that is in the atmosphere, that is in the spirit realm, Father God, that is causing a delay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of that which you have for us, Father God. But we speak in its time and its season that it will come suddenly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent, and that which you said must come to pass. So if there is a need for the day, you've given us our daily bread. You've given us our provision for. So when provision is released, we will recognize that that was the day in which the need existed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, God. We worship you and we honor you. We love you, Father God. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we pray, Father God, that you will continue, Father, that we will continue to find favor with you, Father God, and we will continue, Father God, to be embraced by you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We will continue to be hidden in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Pray we won't be moved by what we see at and what we hear, Father God, but we will be acting in spirit of the faith of knowing of every, Father God. And every promise that you've spoken, excuse me, season, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we will praise in faith, Father God, knowing that it is coming to pass, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We don't beg, but we simply are obedient in releasing the prayers and the intercession in which you've ordained for this hour, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that this act of worship draws us nigh to you. It doesn't move you. It draws us nigh to you. And so we thank you for your word that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, and we turn from our wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven. Thank you for that natural process, and you'll forgive our sins, and you'll heal our lands, and then will your ear be attentive to the prayers that are offered up. So we thank you, Father God, that our obedience is what causes things to happen. It doesn't cause you to move, but it causes things to happen and causes things to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that we may be found obedient children to your word, Father God, obedient children to the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be found obedient to the leadership, Father God, of the kingdom and of this house, excuse me, God, in the name of Jesus, and we honor you, Father God. We love you and we praise you. We decree these things to be so, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we release and we worship under the mantle in which you released over this house. We praise under the mantle which you released over this house, Father God. We release prophetic words in apostolic order under the mantle which you released, Father God, in this house, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that which this house that comes from this soil that will feed the kingdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that will bring nourishment to the kingdom, Father God, that will bring governmental order and establishment to the kingdom, to your kingdom. And so we thank you and we praise you, Father God, that we will be, Father God, that we will be found, Father God, doing your kingdom work, Father God, in this apostolic house, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that that what you are doing is not for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, but it is that your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth, Father God. Thank you that we are your vessels here on earth, Father God. God, let us be found doing and moving and speaking, Father God, and releasing that which you have us to do, Father God. Let there not be a dry, desolate place because we didn't pour out on them, Father God. But let us speak and live as living waters, Father God. We pray, Father God, that from our bellies will flow rivers of living water, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you and we honor you, Father God. We believe these things to be so. We pray in faith, knowing that you, that we pray to a risen Savior, to a living God who is attentive to our prayers and our petitions, and it is already finished. And we thank you, Father God, for the releasing of it here on earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it may do that which you have sent it to do, that it may accomplish that which you have sent it and ordained it to accomplish, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for this season we find ourselves in, for new wine and new wine skin and new wine, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are that you are preparing us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be conduits and carriers of the new wine that you're pouring out for this season in the earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you've already equipped us and you've already released and prepared us to be the new wine, or you prepare us to be the wineskin, Father God, wherever we find ourselves ordained to be and our purpose to be, Father God, in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be found, Father God, housing, Father God, and pouring out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Father God, and we glorify you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that as we are going into this place, Father God, into this new season, Father God, of ownership, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that we will understand that as it relates to our relationship with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that in these things, Father God, you will give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be ignorant people, Father God, and we will study to show ourselves approved, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we will be model citizens of the kingdom in the financial world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the academic world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the marketplace and on our jobs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that which we do and sacrifice symbolically, Father God, that it would move, Father God, you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it would be acceptable to you, Father God. It would be an acceptable sacrifice to you. Thank you, as your son, Jesus, Father God, was a great sacrifice for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that we be found, Father God, in the name of Jesus, faithful over that which you have done and over the provision that you have caused to be released unto us, Father God, and to us, Father God, that we're to live in and operate in and to be faithful over and to govern over, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that thank you from the blood of your son, Jesus. You found us worthy because of the blood of your son, Jesus, Father God. You released, in this place of abundance and overflow, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we will experience no lack in knowledge and wisdom. You say, teach, add, Father God. So we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we seek you, Father God. And then after we ask, Father God, we sit and we stand and we find, let us be found positioned to receive that which we ask of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be still, Father God, or to stand in the place of worship, Father God, and of prayer and of intercession, of silence, just hear, Father God, that which we ask, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we will no longer miss your move, Father God, and that which we have because of busyness, God, in the name of Jesus, but that we will stop, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we will thank you that you'll begin to put things in order and perspective for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we praise you. We honor and we glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. We love you, O Savior. We love you, our provider. We love you, our redeemer. We love you, our healer. Thank you that you will heal every broken heart and wounded soul, Father God, from church hurt and physical hurt of people and of words, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that which hinders us, Father God, from flowing on one accord and being found in agreement with our brothers and sisters, God. We thank you, Father God, that you will bring healing and restoration to that level of brokenness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, that, Father God, you won't allow us to just stay laying wallowing in our blood, but we touch this by your truth, and you pick this up, and you clean this up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so thank you that we're not cleansed up just to walk around with a new fragrance and a new smell, Father God, but in the name of Jesus, that we will be ministers of your peace and your reconciliation to the body of Christ, to this dying to this dying world, Father God, on our jobs and in our homes, Father God, and in our natural relationships and our spiritual relationships, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you will open minds and understandings. We come against the spirit of offense, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of manipulation. If you don't do this, then I'm not going to do that, God, in the name of Jesus. And even when it's not just so cut and dry, Father God, show us, Father God. Lead us, Father God. Let our eyes of our understanding be open, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of unrighteousness. And let not presumptuous sin have dominion or rule over us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But we thank you, oh, Lord God. We praise you and we honor you, Father God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we will continue to move forward, Father God, that we won't lose momentum, that we won't lose, Father God, faith in your miracle working power, Father God, that we won't revert, Father God, but we will maintain and continue with the process of maturation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And then we thank you and we praise you, Father God, that we won't miss the manifestation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't miss who you are and who we are in you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we won't miss this growth that comes from this worship and praise opportunity in this season we find ourselves in, Father God. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, that you will continue to upgird our apostle, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that she would stand upright, that you would arise in her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you will fortify her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, the truth you continuously pouring into her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that she may pour out to your people. Thank you that you continue to release hope and joy and strength in her, Father God, that she may, Father God, in the name of Jesus, stand in the gap for your people, Father God, who are losing hope, Father God, in the name of Jesus, who have lost their joy, who have no strength because they've lost their joy, who are in a place of doubt, Father God, and unforgiveness, Father God, and questioning because of this season, Father God. But we thank you, God, that you have not changed, that you are still sovereign. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Father God. And we thank you because we know we have faith to believe that you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. And if you said it, it must come to pass. We are assured, Father God, that we heard your voice. And so we just stand in worship and in praise for the manifestation, Father God, of your promises, Father God, for the manifestation. For your love, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We honor you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you. We glorify you, O risen one, O Savior. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Father God, and we know that there is none like you, Father God, from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same. God, we find your name worthy, Father God, to be praised, Father God, worthy of all glory and honor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Father God, you to release, Father God, in this place, no matter what four walls we find ourselves worshiping in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to speak to us, Father God, and through us, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And so we pray, Father God, for the manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for the power of your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for your might, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that we will continue, that we won't lose faith, Father God, we won't lose sight of what we're going for, Father God, we continue to strive for our hope, Father God, which is in you, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't lose one. We pray, Father God, that the strong will bear the infirmities of the weak. We hold our brothers and sisters up who are weak in their faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the plan of the enemy to steal their joy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the plan of the enemy, Father God, to steal their hope, to steal their praise, to steal their worship. We come against the plan of the enemy to shift finances, Father God. We come against the plan of the enemy, which is to steal, kill, and destroy. And we thank you that he who we serve, the great I Am, has come, Father God. And we thank you for life that we decree and declare that we will walk in and have abundance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let not one, Father God, fall back in this place, Father God, of hopelessness, Father God. Let us not fall to our devices, Father God, of coping, Father God. But let us be found in you, hidden, in you, our Redeemer. Let us be found hidden in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we believe it to be so. We believe your power and your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We believe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Father God, you come to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so we love you and we honor you and we adore you. Father God, we believe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you have said, Father God, that, Father God, that we will prosper, Father God, and be a good help. So we speak that over our ministry, Father God, in this season of prosperity and good health, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We decree it and declare it to be so, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to you, Lord. 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 Oh, worshipers, arise. Worshipers, arise. Worshipers, arise. Worshipers, 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 arise. Stand, warriors, take your stand. Warriors, take your stand. Warriors, take your stand. In the name of Jesus, hold every prophetic voice. Let the shofar to change, the winds of change blow, that it would shift, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it would shift, that it would shift, Father, that it would shift, that it would shift, that it would change. You decree it to be so, God, in the name of Jesus. To be so, that it shift and change. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you wait to hear, God, Father God, because that is what our victory is saying, Father. Raise it to you in the spirit, man, because that's where our hope lies. We wage this war, Father God, in the spirit, man, because that's where our victory lies. We wage this war in the spirit, man, because that's where our praise was ordained to reach. We wage this war in the spirit, man, because that's where our worship was shifting, Father God. We wage this war in the spirit. Spirit realm in the name of Jesus, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wage this war in the spirit realm because our sword and powers of principality, the dark places, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we wage this war in the spirit realm because we know and we decree it to be so, Father God. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's when we are hidden in Christ. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's where our strength is. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's where our joy originates from. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that is what is eternal. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's, yeah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we decree it to be so. We decree it to be so. We decree it to be so. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's where our language is understood and interpreted. We wage this war in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus because that, Father God, is where we stand triumph. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's where the enemy was defeated. We wage this war in the spirit realm because the fight is not against us, but it is against our destiny and who we are in Christ. We wage this war in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. Because we are apostolic and prophetic house, and that's where our destiny lies. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's where the prophetic words manifest themselves. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's where our governing authority comes from, our apostolic authority comes from. We wage this war in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus because that is where it is multiplied and it is released. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that is where you ordained us and you called us to, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we wage this war in the spirit realm because that is where our strength is. That is where we fight in our in you, Father God. We wage this war in the spirit realm. Oh, glory is your name. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Set a little book or yake may sha. She nana 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 book or yake may kosho. She cut a little book or yake may koshala tike. In a little book or so may say ke sata. God, in the name of Jesus. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's where our assurance is. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's where our mantles are placed on us. We wage this war in the spirit realm because that's where we are. We are suited up with our armor of Christ. We wage the war in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
I want to seek your face, oh Lord. Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out, the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out, make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We pray, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. I want to seek your face. Seek
God,
your face, oh Lord.
God, God, you call for the leaders to be healed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And now, Father God, we stand in preparation of the season where now you're sending those who are wounded and broken, Father God, in the world and in the community to the church to be healed because it is time now for the leaders to arrive. It is time for the leaders to arrive healed. Thank you, Father God, for your transition. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, that you called us whole. Father God, in the name of Jesus. now we thank you for this season of community, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this season of bringing the community in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You're sending us out to them, to draw them, Father God, with your loving kindness. And we thank you, Father God, that they will come and they will feel thirsty, God. And we thank you, Father God, that there will be a river flowing of living water, Father God, that will be available to them, Father God. Thank you for fresh raiment and words and refreshment. Father God, thank you for new levels of praise and worship that is ready to the deepest and covered. Thank you for prayers that are being prayed right now, Father God. Thank you for not just the community, but for also, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they become family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that they will come, and they will come. Thank you to all people who come by multi-generational come, Father God, to sit, Father God, in your teaching, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that they could be, Father God, that this person from this time, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I need the Lord, Father, Father. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Overseer, and our Blog Talk family.
Almighty, Elohim, 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 is the Almighty. Elohim is the Almighty God.
Amen, and worship and praise the Lord. Meet you again next week. Good night.